Now, let me set the scene here, right? I went to school with Elaine Sarah, so I know Elaine Sarah a very long time. I was not prepared for Jacob to be 11 years of age, right? This is what I was
not prepared for.
I know.
Jacob, you are in the gorgeous Finnair National School in fifth class. Do you absolutely love it?
Yes, I really do.
And tell me, you're a very, very, very special boy. And of course, you are the very proud brother to Poppy. You do a lot of things that maybe another 11-year-old boy might not have to do. You have a bit of responsibility, Jacob.
I have a chronic illness and I can't really go to the toilet properly. Mm-hmm. And so I have to have a medical treatment and like take medicines a lot.
And that's tough on its own because there's, it makes every day that little bit different. But Poppy needs a lot of care as well, doesn't she?
Yeah, she takes up a lot of attention, but like at the same time, she does really need it.
She does, but you know what I think is wonderful? I'm a mum of a 12-year-old girl, soon to be 13. Your mum and dad must wake up every single day and say, wow, we are so lucky. Because what you just said there is really special, Jacob, and I hope you know that. You said Poppy takes up a lot of attention, but she needs it. And you're so brave and you're so responsible and you're so strong and you're all the wonderful things and you really help your mum and dad, don't you?
Yeah.
Tell me what you love to do with your time. Go on, set the scene for me, Jacob. What's your favourite thing to do?
Well, I like gaming and I like Lego.
What kind of Lego do you like? Come on.
Well, I like Lego kits, but I really like making my own types of Lego more because I have a really creative mind with Lego and I build a lot of cool things. So,
well, Jacob, can I say you are kindred spirits here because I love Lego as well. I spend a lot of time on Lego every day.
And come here, tell me, you said that Poppy takes up a lot of time and a lot of attention. And of course, that's as it should be. What do you do during those times, Jacob?
I'm either gaming or Lego, but sometimes I'm doing art because I also really love art. And like reading as well, so
we love readers here.
Bit of a Renaissance
we love
man,
readers,
really.
Yeah, I love this. And of course, Poppy goes up and down an awful lot to Dublin, and your mum and dad have to go with her. Where do you go then, Jacob? Do you go up sometimes, or do you stay at home with family?
I go up most of the time. It was last time that I didn't go up because it was something just for Poppy. But tomorrow, me and Poppy are actually going up to Dublin for an appointment. So.
And would you do anything to make it fun? Because nobody really wants to go to Dublin to an appointment, do they? Do you play games in the car?
Yeah, I bring my Nintendo in the car. So.
I love it. What's your favourite game?
Probably either Minecraft or Fortnite.
Tell us, have you seen the new Minecraft movie yet?
Yeah, I went to see it the day it came out.
What did you think of it?
I thought it was really good.
Out of 10, what would you give it?
Probably a 10.
Tell me you weren't one of these chicken jockey people throwing the popcorn around the cinema, were you?
No, I was not.
I have to say, we saw it with a lot of hardcore fans and it was really, really good. There was a really good kind of vibe in the cinema. It was lovely. But everyone was shouting, chicken jockey.
See, when we went, it was calmer than when my friends went.
Okay.
Because my friends went at a birthday party.
Okay.
Oh, they were nuts.
It was already manic.
There,
okay.
And they were saying, people were like pouring like 3 packets of Mentos into like bottles of Coke and spray.
It's a waste of Mentos.
Some people were actually setting off fireworks in the cinema.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
And it was crazy.
Oh, for chicken jockey. Elaine, Sarah, you and Mark are the proudest parents. And you know what? Yeah. If I had a hat right now, I would take it off because you have to deal with more than most parents have to deal with.
Yeah, there's a lot going on in our home. Yeah, we're super, super proud of both of our kids, but this guy especially, because I don't think he's even aware of half the things that he does and how much he helps us every day and how proud we are of him. We count ourselves really blessed because he's so kind and caring and so just generous with his time every day with Poppy. She dysregulates quite a bit and she has a lot of medical trauma and, you know, it's difficult to kind of deal with that. And even last week she had to have a medical procedure and she was going back into a room where she knew she had had a bad experience before.
That's very tough.
And she was melting down before we went there and she went into the room. We kind of tried to allow her just have that bit of time to cry and stuff. And she went into Jacob and 5 minutes later she came back out okay. She was after talking to him. So you know, he really steadies her and helps her kind of regulate herself.
Great bond and
connection.
Very
he does a lot of, yeah, Poppy has feeds every night. She's on TPN feeds.
How old is Poppy, can I ask?
She's 8 years old.
Right.
Yeah, eight. And, you know, it's a lot to have experienced. And I think even Jacob, why we wanted to do this Superhero Siblings is because Jacob has actually been like this since he was little. He was 4 when Poppy was born.
Yeah,
what, 3.5? Yeah. You know, she required a lot of attention from the beginning, and even I was sick when she was born, and I was in hospital for a good bit of time. So he just got used to his kind of caring role and illness being part of the family and part of the day every day. You know, he accepts it and he deals with it really, really well. And I just think that it's worthy of acknowledging and
Absolutely.
Worthy of recognition. And throughout our journey, myself and Mark, we set up a non-profit called Chronic Health Advocate, and it's to support families living with complex chronic illness. And it's about, you know, how illness affects the whole family and not just the person with the illness. And we wanted to have something that specifically supported the children, like the siblings of the kids who have the illnesses, and something that would acknowledge their participation and the things that they go through. So, yeah, so we put this out on Instagram last week on World Siblings Day, and we wanted people to just share their, if they have a superhero sibling, and to share it on their page or
Lovely
a post
idea.
And tag Chronic Health Advocate, and then that way we would see it. And then we kind of came up with this award that we thought would be really nice. Jacob actually helped us kind of come up with this whole campaign and awards program. The guys went to Montessori in Dunhill and on Dinnebyog, and Elaine rang us and said that she was like, oh look, you know, who's sponsoring your prizes? And we were saying, well, we were just doing it ourselves. And so she decided that she was going to sponsor. So there's 5 €100 vouchers for Smiths. So they'll get a Smiths voucher and an award to say that they're Ireland's best superhero siblings for 2025. And
Love
we're hoping this will be like an annual thing then that we can kind of roll out year on year to acknowledge your participation and your the superhero siblings part of their role in caring for the family. And that
what
kind
a
of
lovely gorgeous. Thing to do.
Like, it has to be hard.
I don't know. I think it's actually a self-preservation thing.
Well, but that's it. But I mean, you know, even I think, God, some days are hard, but they're not. And I know everything's relative. But for you to wake up in the morning knowing that you have your own health battles and you have 2 children who need every inch of you, and you have to ask them to be a little bit braver and a little bit more resilient than other children might have to be, that must be difficult, like, for yourselves as parents.
It is. There's, you know, there's times when you wish this wasn't the case. But at the same time, the experiences I think that we have had throughout even my own life from young up to now have been sort of charmed. Like, there's elements that are things that people would never get to experience. There's things that are really special. And even like staying in Ronald McDonald House, that was huge for Jacob as well. I mean, he still would tell you that was some of the best time of his life.
Because he had Christmas there and everything, didn't he?
Like, even though it was a hard time for Poppy, Jacob would tell you what he thought of it. Like,
Ronald McDonald House was a really fun, nice place to be when Poppy was in hospital, because it, one, brings you closer, but gives you a nice time to be there while you have to be there.
Of course, and you get to have a little home away from home as well, Jacob. Yeah. Isn't that it? Mm. Jacob, I think you are the bravest little man I might ever have sat beside. I'm still reeling that you're 11 years of age and you're probably wiser than I am at 38 years of age. You'll come and visit us again, will you?
Yeah.
And before you go, I want you to tell me, what is your favourite thing about being part of your family, Jacob?
Probably getting to be supportive, and actually it's getting to be supportive and getting something that you know you really can do, because like technically this started probably 6 maybe 5 years ago, and I'd say it's that we all realize that we can all still do it, we can all push through. So
you're such a brave little boy.
Wise
you're
words.
So wonderful. Jacob Bulger and your lovely mum Elaine Sarah, thank you both so very, very much.
Thank you so much for coming.
Before we go, is there anyone you'd like to say hello to? Well, you have your golden moment here. Is there any friends or family you want to give a big shout out to?
Can I give a shout out to my cousin Finn, actually, because I told him that I was going to be on today and he said he would probably be listening. So
I like the probably. Okay, he maybe will, maybe won't. Well, Finn, if you're maybe listening, hello. Yeah.
Hello.
Wonderful. And of course, hello to everyone in Fenner National School this morning. Yep. Fantastic school.
Thank you so very much. Thanks. God bless each and everyone.
Bye. It might seem crazy.